The project targets disadvantaged and vulnerable households in 15 counties of South Sudan. Osman Dione, who supervises World Bank projects in Eritrea, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Sudan, says social safety nets can prevent and lessen gender-based violence once women are empowered through economic activities.
We do know also that women and girls in particular endure tremendous hardship because of pervasive poverty, social attitudes, and an intergenerational cycle of gender-based violence resulting in their social and economic exclusion. This is also what we believe must change.
Dione says the government of South Sudan and aid agencies should support young South Sudanese men and women to achieve sustainable peace in the country.
South Sudan's young population, with a median age of only 19 years, offers a potential for demographic dividends. But that dividends will only be there if we invest on them. Generation of youth, however, as we speak, have not been able to enjoy access to education, livelihood opportunities, and a chance at a normal and peaceful life. That also has to change.
This is the third social safety net project implemented in South Sudan. The previous projects are the South Sudan Safety Net and Skills Development Project at a tune of $21 million and the South Sudan Safety Net Project worth $40 million. South Sudan's new Minister of Finance and Economic Planning says the project will transform lives of some women across the country. Bak Barnabachol says the World Bank-funded project could change the living conditions of some individuals in South Sudan.
By providing them with cash transfers, that will increase their purchasing power to buy basic needs at the household level and support them to start small businesses that will financially support their homes for a long time.
Chol says the project could create jobs across 15 counties of South Sudan.
The young men are engaged in social violence, cattle rustling, and other negative behaviors across the country. This needs to be tackled or addressed with the right approach by engaging them in labor-intensive public works and providing them with the small financial grants coupled with intensive training, capacity building, which will also channel them to the right path or rectify their behaviors.
The Ministries of Gender and Agriculture will manage the multi-million dollar cash transfer project. Aya Benjamin Warile is the National Minister for Gender, Child and Social Welfare. She says the cash transfers could change lives of vulnerable families.
Cash transfers is critical in addressing the historical and socio-economic differences in South Sudan. Cash transfers lift vulnerable households and communities by providing life-saving financial assistance and skills for self-resilience.
Aya says cash transfers are expected to provide a source of livelihood to disabled and elderly persons. Jane Lajue, who resides in Juba, welcomes the project and advises the beneficiaries to be good stewards.
Those who are going to receive this money, they have to use it in a proper way so that these donors will continue to help us in this country.
The cash transfer project will be implemented by the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP, and the United Nations Office for Project Services, or UNOPS. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.